This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union ministers J.P. Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh today met the CJP delegation in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said, during the meeting they gave patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. Mr. Nadda said that the CJP had put forth three main demands and also suggested some reforms to curb examination paper leak. Mr. Nadda added that the government will hold another round of discussion with the delegation tomorrow.
The meeting lasted for nearly 2 hours. I, along with Union Minister Jitendra Singh, participated in the discussion. The discussions were held in a cordial atmosphere and various issues were discussed from every perspective. Their proposal was also discussed.
Meanwhile, spokesperson of CJP, Ashutosh Ranka, who was part of the delegation, claimed that the government has in principle agreed to two of their demands.
There is an in principle agreement on compensation and legal cases. It is positive.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there should be no delay in bringing a stringent bill to prevent malpractices in examinations. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed this today while talking to the reporters at the Parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju said the government is taking important steps to safeguard the future of the students. He added that if the opposition creates hurdles in parliamentary discussions on the issue, it will have to face the anger of the country's youth. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved third and fourth line of Bellary-Guntakal section in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh with a total cost of 1,264 crore rupees. It will increase the existing network of Indian Railways by about 46 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said it will improve connectivity between Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. The project is planned on PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan with a focus on enhancing multimodal connectivity and logistic efficiency. It will provide seamless connectivity for movement of people, goods and services. The project will cover three districts across Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. The Cabinet has also approved Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana Rasayan or Bhavya Rasayan scheme for establishing three dedicated chemical parks in the country. The scheme will have a total financial outlay of 3,030 crore rupees.
Andhra aur Karnataka ko jodne wale.
The Cabinet has approved the third and fourth railway lines on the important economic corridor connecting Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. Secondly, a new scheme has been approved to develop India's chemical sector in an entirely new way. Like semiconductors, the chemical industry is a foundational industry, so it was very important to adopt a new approach for its development.
Isliye bahut important tha is industry ke liye ek naye tarike se.
Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till Monday as ruckus continued for the fifth consecutive day today over various issues including the NEET paper leak. When the Rajya Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai introduced the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. After the introduction of the bill, the opposition parties again started sloganeering over the NEET issue. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day till Monday. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal said that the government is ready for discussion on the NEET issue and the opposition should cooperate in running the House. Amid the uproar, the House was adjourned to meet again on Monday. India and Israel concluded the second round of negotiations for the proposed India-Israel Free Trade Agreement, FTA. During the four-day negotiations between the 20th and the 23rd of this month in New Delhi, both sides held detailed discussions across all areas of the proposed agreement and continued to make progress towards a balanced, comprehensive and mutually beneficial FTA. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Maharashtra for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.